For several weeks now, we've been talking about sin. And we hopefully learned a lot of things about sin. What's the simple definition of sin? What is sin? Okay. Define God, disobedient to God, not doing what God wants us to do or doing what God does not want us to do. What is the result of sin? Death. That means physical death when our spirit separates from our body, and also spiritual death when our spirits are separated from God for eternity. What does a Christian do when he sins? We talked about three things that start with an R. What does a Christian do? Recognize that it is sin. Repent of it and ask God to forgive us. Replace it with Holy Spirit-directed activities. Okay? How does a Christian keep from sinning? What two things are involved and will help him keep from sinning? The Word and prayer. Okay, and then we talked about what tempts us to sin, and we share with you that there are three things that cause us or tempts us to sin. The first one was the world, Satan, and our sinful human nature. Okay, and all those things are involved and work together to cause us to sin. Today, we want to talk about just living the life. Living like God wants us to live. That spirit. Got it? That spirit. That's flesh. Okay? What's that? What's that? Galatians chapter 6. I'd like you to turn down your Bibles. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. The text says, "Do not be deceived. Satan's primary mode of operation is deception." Satan's primary mode of operation is deception. He tries to make the bad look good and the good look bad. He tries to get you to think that doing these things is the right thing to do when they're the wrong things to do. And doing these things is exactly opposite from what they are. So his primary method of operation is deception. So the Bible writer says, do not be deceived. Don't let Satan deceive you. Don't let Satan fool you. Don't let him lead you and make you think good is bad and bad is good. And don't let him lead you to think that sin is okay, it's all right, doesn't make any difference. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. You're not going to fool God. You're not going to fool God. Some people think they are, but they're not. The next phrase says what? For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. If I were to sow tomatoes in my garden, what am I going to reap? Tomatoes. Now, the crop may fail and I may not reap anything, but I'm not going to sow tomatoes and reap potatoes. Right? Whatever I sow is what I'm going to reap. We know that in the physical world, the agricultural world. If you sow corn, you're going to get corn. You're not going to get okra. Right? Very, very simple. Everybody knows that. Nobody argues with that point. In fact, if I'd get up here and say, what you can do, now you can go out and sow a bunch of tomatoes, and if you pray over it, you'll get potatoes. Nobody would believe me. Everybody would think I'm crazy. Well, the Bible says, spiritually, the same thing is true. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. It's not going to change. And you need to learn that principle, that what I sow is what I'm going to reap. That's biblical. That's true. There are no crop failures. I know a lot of people like to sow their wild oats and then pray for a crop failure. It's not going to happen. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. We know it in every aspect. We know it in the gardening aspect. We know it in the farming aspect. We know it even in the physical aspect. The reason I am overweight is because for years I've eaten too much and exercised too little. Right? That's the reason I'm overweight. Well, really, it's a thyroid problem. But it's because I eat too much and exercise too little. And everybody knows that. There's no way for me to go around and say, well, that's not true. I don't eat that much stuff, really. And I exercise all the time. You see, the fact is, we know it. In the garden realm, we know it in the physical realm, that what you sow is what you reap. And it is true in the spiritual realm. What I sow is what I reap. That's what the Bible says. It is a principle. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap destruction, corruption. When you sow to the, tell me, when you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption or destruction. Which one of these tails was which? This is flesh, right? What's that one? So if I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap corruption. That's what it says. That's Bible teaching. You're going to reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. And we talked about before that three of the things that cause us to sin is Satan, the world, and what else? Our sinful flesh, our sinful human nature, our natural proneness to sin. You don't have to teach a baby to do wrong. You have to teach them to do right. The doing wrong will just come automatically. You don't have to worry about it. You know? Unless you teach them not to lie, they'll lie to you if they think that's to their advantage. They may lie to you if you do teach them not to lie. Because that just comes natural, and it comes natural to all of us. So if I sow to the flesh, if I feed this and keep sowing the seeds here, I'm going to reap corruption. That's what it says. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. If I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to reap God quality life. Now, let me illustrate, or try to illustrate. Many, many times, people will sow to the flesh and 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 sow to the flesh, and it begins to produce and produce and produce, and they say, you know what? I need to do something. So I tell you, I'm going to start going to church. And so I plant one little seed over here. I done planted all those seeds over there, and it's beginning to produce. I come over here and plant one little seed, and then I go to the preacher and said, you know, I done started coming to church, but I ain't seen any difference. Things are still going wrong in my life. Why? Because it's not only which field I plant in, it's how much I plant there. Everybody with me? It's not only which field I plant in, it's how much I plant. And if I continually, over and over and over, plant to the flesh, I'm going to reap from the flesh what I planted. If I plant to the Spirit, I'm going to reap from the Spirit what I planted. And, you know, occasionally somebody will say, well, Lee, they've lived 50 years. And they've planted and sowed to the flesh over and over and over and over, year after year and year after year and year after year. They've done that. And then they say, well, Lee, you know what? I heard you say that even though tithing was an Old Testament principle, that you believe that if people tithe, God would bless them financially. I heard you say that in the pulpit. So 2 months ago, I started tithing. And my finances are still in the same shape they were before. I've been tithing 2 whole months and nothing has happened. You wonder why? They're still dealing with all those things over there that they planted. All those years that they didn't tithe. All those years that they did the wrong stuff with their money. But, and just putting a little bit over here is not going to counterbalance that. Some of you had a little trouble so far. Let me read it again. Do not be deceived. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. Look back in Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to talk just a minute about what does it mean to sow to the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident. Immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envyings, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, that I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who do those things, they're going to reap what they sowed, and the result's going to be separation from God. Because we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. And one of the things we need to teach our young people, spiritually as well as otherwise, we reap what we sow. If you want to reap the right kind of results, you've got to do the right kind of things. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Now we could read verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But I'd rather for you to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Would you turn over to Colossians chapter 3? We talked about sowing to the flesh. Adultery, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, all those kind of things. Factions, jealousy. Look at Colossians 3. We're going to talk about sowing to the Spirit. And so is those who have been chosen of God. Colossians 3:12. Holy and beloved. Here's what you need to do. Here's how you sow to the Spirit. Here's how you sow to the Spirit. Put on a heart of compassion. What's another word for compassion? Love, caring, concern. Put on a heart of compassion. Kindness, humility, gentleness, which is meekness, patience. Quit preaching and went to meddling, that, isn't he? Patience. There it is, right down the text. Verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. I know people who have held a grudge for 10 years. And wonder why they can't have any peace in their life. Because they've been planning to the flesh over and over and over and over. They need to start planning to the Spirit, which means I need to forgive. Forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Look down at verse 17. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. So I need to be thankful. If I can be thankful, that's sowing to the Spirit. If I can be forgiving, that's sowing to the Spirit. If I can show kindness, that's sowing to the Spirit. And what happens as a result of my sowing? What happens? That's what I reap. Wherever I sow is where I reap. That's a biblical principle. Whatever I sow is what I reap. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. It is a biblical principle that is true all the time, that you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. If I sow tomatoes, I reap tomatoes. If I sow corn, I reap corn. If I sow sin, I reap separation from God. So I need to be involved in the process of constantly sowing to the Spirit and not to the flesh. And I need to realize that it's not only which field I sow in, it's how much I sow. If I go out and plant one tomato plant, Linda planted four tomato plants this year, is that right? Four. If she had planted 20 tomato plants, we would have had more tomatoes, don't you think? Don't you think so? Okay. We could have had a crop failure, but if she had planted one tomato plant, we would have had less. So when I'm in this business of sowing, I need to realize it's not only where I sow it, it is how much I sow. And I need to sow to the Spirit over and over and over and over and over again. And I can be assured by the Word of God that what I sow is what I'm going to reap. Some of you are thinking back over your life and scared to death. Okay. What you sow is what you're going to reap. What we sow, it is just natural that what we sow is what we're going to reap. What we do comes home to roost. And it is not like a one-time act. It's not like I can sow to the flesh and 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 then decide, well, you know, tonight I'm going to read two chapters in my Bible. And that'll make everything right. That is sowing to the Spirit. But you've put so much stuff over yonder that you got to do a lot over here to fight that off. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. That's what the Scripture teaches. It says that very clearly in verse 7. In verse 8, it explains the difference, sowing to the flesh, sowing to the Spirit. Now I want you to look at verse 9, because verse 9 is when it explains something very, very important that the first time you read it, you may not see it. The principle in verse 7 is you're going to reap what you sow. Right? The explanation in verse 8 is that if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap eternal life. Verse 9 says, "And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary." Now here's the catch. The fact of the matter is, you don't sow today and reap tomorrow. If I'm sowing a garden, how long is the time from the time I plant the tomatoes till I have tomatoes? Somebody know? 70 days. He's been counting the days to get them tomatoes so he can make them a tomato sandwich. But the fact of it is, it takes time, right? And the Bible in James talks about the farmer who plants and is patient waiting for it to produce. It doesn't produce immediately. Yeah. And there are many, many people in our world who believe that this principle is not true. They've been living in sin for years. They do all kinds of terrible, terrible things. And yet they're happy, they're healthy, They're wealthy. Everything's going good in their life. And they would laugh at us when you say you're going to reap what you sow. They'd say, you're a fool. Just look at my life. I can prove it to you. I've done all these evil things all my life, over and over and over and over. And look at where I am. Look at what's going on in my life. And it's true. I remember a story about two brothers who, one became a Christian, a very strong Christian, the other one was an atheist, didn't believe in God. And they worked in the same company, not exactly the same job, but in the same company. And the one that was an atheist got promoted and got promotions and raises and all that kind of stuff. And every Friday when they got paid, they were paid every week, every Friday when they got paid, he would always rip his brother a little bit about, I'm an atheist, you're a Christian, look at my paycheck and look at yours. It's always bigger. Every time. He got promotions, he got bonuses, all kinds of stuff happened. And the Christian brother didn't get all those things. I always ribbed him. Oh, my paycheck's so much bigger than yours. How about that principle? You said the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. Look at my stuff. The brother finally got fed up and went and said, yep, but God doesn't always pay off on Friday. God doesn't always pay off on Friday. I would have added to that, but he always pays off. He always pays off. And verse 9 is such a key verse because I know so many people who for years have worked for the Lord and done great things for the Lord, and they studied the Bible and they taught Sunday school, they were deacons in their churches, and they helped with the building and build the building and all that kind of stuff in the church, and then things went wrong in the church. And churches are like families. Things go wrong sometimes. I don't care who you are, where you're from. There's no such thing as a perfect family. There's no such thing as a perfect church. Things go wrong. But some of these people who have been working for the Lord and working for the Lord and working for the Lord, things go wrong in the church. They get discouraged and give up on the Lord and the church. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to go anymore. I'm not going to read my Bible because I did all these things and look at what happened. Verse 9 was written to them. Verse 9 was written to them. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time you will reap if you do not grow weary. The principle is still true. It is not true that it happens immediately. It is not even true that it happens on the same time wave for everybody. But it is always true. You reap what you sow. Over and over, it is always true. If I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap corruption. Isn't that what it says? If I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to reap eternal life. Now, the problem is, because of my sinful human nature, I am much more comfortable and natural over here. I mean, if somebody does something against me, it is so easy not to forgive them. If something goes wrong, it is so easy for me to lose my temper. I don't have to try to. You know, I don't have to make up my mind. If one thing goes wrong in this deal, I'm going to get mad. I don't have to try that. It just happens automatically. So this is the most comfortable. This one over here is difficult. It is difficult to forgive people who've done something wrong to you. It is difficult. It is difficult to get in a situation when somebody mistreats me and I don't lose my temper. That is difficult. It is difficult to spend time in studying the Bible and prayer. It does not come easy. It is hard. It is difficult for some people to just go to church, just attend church. I've been going so long, I really get upset when I miss. But for most people, it's difficult to get up and give up a Sunday morning to come to church. It is difficult. If you've never given money to the Lord, it is difficult to take a big percent of that money and give it to the Lord. That's hard. So all these things are difficult on this side. These over here seem to just come natural because of our normal sinful nature. These are difficult. But the fact is, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. That's a biblical principle. Now, as we close, I want to talk just a minute about forgiveness. Because it is true that God will forgive me. Better move my chairs back. My song leader's been stumbling and broke their neck. And I need them. I can't be having them breaking the neck. So, but it is true that I can do all these sins and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, repent of my sins, confess Him publicly, be baptized into Him, raised to walk in the newness of life, and all those things are gone. God, they're gone. God's forgiven them. That's true. Sometimes the consequences will continue, but the guilt is gone. Does that make sense to somebody? Sometimes the consequences will continue, but the guilt is gone. But Galatians chapter 6, he's in the application part, so he's talking about Christians. And the fact is, if I presume, I don't know if that's the right word or not, if I presume on God's forgiveness, in other words, if I say, since God will forgive me, then I can do anything I want to. You know, that the principle don't work. God will forgive me, it'll wipe it out, it won't have to worry about it. No, the principle still works. If I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap corruption. If I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to reap eternal life. So I need to sow to the Spirit. And I need to sow a lot to the Spirit. Not just some things. Not just think, well, I've been doing all this sowing to the flesh, and I can just go over here and do one or two things in the Spirit, and it'll balance that out. That's not true. All of us, every one of us sin and need forgiveness. We agree? All of us sin and need forgiveness. Every one of us. No exceptions. But the fact still is, if I continually, on purpose, intentionally sow to the flesh, there are going to be some terrible consequences in my life. I believe you can eventually lose your salvation. Not every Christian believes that, but even if I don't lose my salvation, sin has an effect on my relationship to God. And when I sin, that affects that relationship. And so when I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap corruption. I'm going to reap destruction. I'm going to reap being perished or being separated or being my relationship with God is affected. So I need to continually sow to the Spirit. Now, this is the same principle we talked about when we said, I need to recognize sin as sin. I need to repent of that sin, and I need to replace it. So I need to start doing the things that I'm sowing to the Spirit and not sowing to the flesh. It is easier to sow to the flesh. It is much more beneficial to sow to the Spirit. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. What's the next verse? Verse 9. What does it say? Do not grow weary, because we're going to reap one day, right? And many, many Christians need verse 9. Many Christians need verse 9. Because you don't get paid immediately. The results don't come exactly when we think they should. Sometimes we think the principle is not true. But the principle is true. And I need to believe God that if I keep sowing to the Spirit, if I keep living a life of kindness and forgiveness and love and reading the Bible and praying and going to church and doing all those things, if I keep doing those things, eventually they're going to pay off. Eventually, it's going to pay off because the Bible's principle is true. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. And don't grow weary in well-doing. Isn't that what verse 9 talks about? Don't give up because nothing happens immediately. You got to live by faith and not by sight. You got to know that what God says is true, even if I can't see it right now. What He said is true. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. You need to trust God. You need to trust and obey God. You need to do what God wants you to do.